Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, welcome everybody. Live. You know, I get ideas for shows mostly of things that people say or something that somebody will do. And the other day, somebody said to me something that we've talked about here before, but you know, it reinforces how good it is to do this show when somebody else says it. And this person said to me, "You're the only group that tried to help me when I was denied a guide dog." Now that's a big compliment, you know, because I don't believe these schools actually realize what it means to a blind person to have a guide dog, you know, because if they did, they would behave differently. Now, I'll give you an example. If someone goes into a restaurant and, you know, the proprietor doesn't want them in there because they're blind, they have a guide dog, tell them to leave. If the person leaves and contacts the school will normally, or they used to, I would presume they still do it, contact the restaurant and inform them that they're not allowed to do that, that it's against the law and all that. Okay? So they'll go that far, you know, and tell the proprietor or the people involved that you're wrong, you know. But when it comes to their own organization, oh, they're never wrong denying somebody's dog or, you know, not accepting someone or any type of situation related to the training or the guide dog. And one of the reasons they do it is because they get away with it, and there isn't one agency that is doing anything about it except us. We're the only one. You know, the independent living centers, and this person who said this to me mentioned the independent living. They wouldn't do a thing to help her. You know, the Commission for the Blind wouldn't do a thing. I witnessed that. We had the commissioner on the phone. Now, why is it that these agencies that are supposed to be there for us and help us, you know, and they claim they're not advocates, but they do rehabilitation. Well, part of rehabilitating a disabled person, part of that should be if they apply for a dog and they need the dog, and every effort should be made to give them that dog, including the money that's raised. So that should be included in the disability realm. And it's not. It's not included. See, they don't count the fact that let's take a person who's mentally disabled, you know, and they need that dog, and the agencies, the school denied them no fair hearing. Let's take another example is the person who served this country who may be distressed over that, who's denied. All right, and these agencies that send you to the school or recommend stand by and do absolutely nothing when people are denied part of their disability help, because that's exactly what it is. You know, you have no measuring rod to determine if the agency, the service dog school, did the right thing. Remember, they're not licensed to train dogs. They're only licensed to raise money. I'm going to repeat that. Guide dog schools, service dog schools are not licensed to train dogs, only to raise money. We've amended our petition, and we'll find out if that's in there yet, but it will be. So here you have these agencies, and especially the state agencies should know better. You know, because they're supposed to be conscious of people's rights more than those agencies that are not with the state. So there you have the situation where the person is unprotected, puts in all the time to train with the dog, waits on a waiting list, could be a year or more, allows the agencies to raise all that money, and the people who recommended them, if that person, especially if they're recommended by another agency, does absolutely nothing to insist, you know, that the school be licensed. And we have, InnerSight, by the way, has recently volunteered with the senior senator here in New York State. We have volunteered to be the first school to be licensed, and that's going in the petition, too. Because not that we're crazy about the state having any jurisdiction, but, you know, that's the system, that's the courts. We saw a demonstration of justice just yesterday when that horrible police officer was convicted, you know, for taking someone's life. Well, where do we go for protection when our life is greatly diminished by denying us a guide dog in many, many cases? And we have a lot of examples about that, and a lot of them that we don't even know yet. And when we come back, I want to talk about how safety is being violated without the people who are violated, without them having rights. And I'll explain that in a few minutes. InnerSight around the world, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. Adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004, the phone number. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and the great Akita, if you need a companion dog or a service dog, the Akita Rescue will help you evaluate the dog. Now, we way back when showed the Akita Rescue and helped them to learn how to evaluate a dog for a guide dog, taught us and we taught them. That's how it should be. All right? So Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Good friend to InnerSight, recently made a donation. All right. Around the world, all the beautiful children, little Tommy, Avante, Corey Foster, who we will salute tomorrow night on his birthday, and Avanti Oquindo. I don't know when his birthday is, but I'd like to find out. You could look into that. Yes. Go an extra mile for a child. Watch out for the children. InnerSight reminds you. All right. And I want to thank my dear friend, Michelle Charlesworth, who is helping us to put together a benefit, and I'm very happy to tell you that Pamela Raymond, the former great soap opera star, has agreed that Inner Sight could honor her and try to raise some funds. Now, we have everything in place. The only thing we don't have is a place to do it. Anybody out there who would like to be a part of this, you know, we want to try to have 100 people. We'll settle for 50, but we're going to go for the 100. 100 people. Michelle Charlesworth at ABC News has a friend who writes about soap operas, and Michelle has, as a matter of fact, contacted her today for some information, and Michelle said that she'd be happy to put her friend in touch with us to help. So we have that. We have the makings of a cool benefit to honor the great, great Pamela Raymond, who now is disabled, by the way. All right, anybody out there, we need a room, a nice room, or a restaurant. It'd be nice if we can get somebody to donate the food, too. But whatever you could do would be greatly appreciated for Inner Sight. Around the world, Inner Sight. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. That's the call. That's the number, by the way, for Inner Sight. Let's see. Nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, medical. Give Gary a call. Nobody starves on Long Island is the name of his group. 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. Yes, Gary, trying to help people who need that kind of help and don't have the means to provide it for their animal. And if you're disabled, let him know if you have trouble getting the food or getting to him. He will try to accommodate you. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. All right, let's see. Long Island Connection. Some good people over there trying to make a difference. And, of course, the Long Island Coalition, my buddy Danny. We thank him for his help in releasing the news story about these horrible nursing homes. And a lot of the people who work in these nursing homes are good people. Don't misunderstand. It's not necessarily the people who work there. It's the way the system is set up. You know, if we could take a vote in these nursing homes, it'd be interesting amongst the staff and the people as to, do you believe a disabled person should keep their disability money and let the agencies start raising part of the money to pay for the nursing home? I wonder what that vote would be. And then, of course, you know, even if you do get a vote, how are you going to get them to honor it? That's the other thing. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And let's see, James Bahamonde, civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. If you have any civil rights questions, give Jim a call. He'll tell you what the regs are. You might not like them, but he'll tell you. All right. Now, let's see. We hopefully are going to open the phones. And the number here is 213-816-1650. That's the call-in number, 213-816-1650. Talking tonight about the service dog schools and how the agencies for the disabled that are supposed to be there for us should insist. They should insist that we have rights, you know, in dealing with the agencies. If you have rights out in the public, you know, which is understood, why don't you have rights with the schools? They should understand more. Because one of the biggest reasons why is because if it wasn't for us, they wouldn't have any money. That's one of the main reasons why they should offer and be licensed to train the dog. All right. Now, you know, one thing that you never saw in this country or in any country that I've ever heard of is a demonstration of blind and disabled people in front of a guide dog school to protest the fact that we have no rights in connection with the school. Disabled and blind people cannot go out there and do that, not because they can't get there physically, but because no one will protect them. I mean, the legislators should give us at least that much. You know, they should pass a mandate. They can't pass a law. Pass a mandate that if blind people demonstrate in front of the school must not retaliate. And if it does, there'll be a full investigation. That should be a mandate. Because people should have the right to exercise their protest. And we don't have that right. You have no protection. You're going out on a limb when you do that. Especially if you've applied for a dog. Imagine the blind person applies for a dog and they say, I heard about this guy with a beautiful Akita guide dog. I want an Akita. I want you to train you. You're raising $100,000. I want you to train an Akita. Find the right one. I'm going to look for one. You know, there isn't one school on this planet that'll help you do that. Find me one. I'd be very shocked. You know, go find one if you want an Akita or any other different breed. We don't have the basic rights to even demonstrate because there's no protection. There's no law. And the agency, the service dog school say, oh, we don't want to bother with these people. You know, we'll find the same number of other people who won't be any trouble, you know. And also, they'd keep the money that they've raised to get a dog for those people, the demonstrators. And nobody does anything about it. So we are in a position that we're dealing with dictators here when it comes to the service dog school. And I'll never forget a few years ago when I wanted the local independent living people here to put up on their website that I couldn't get my guide dog's medical because I trained her myself. I'll never forget when Joe Delgado told me, I don't know if he would come on these airwaves and mention and talk about it, but I'll never forget when he told me, oh, I met with the school,
yeah.
You know, and there's no way that they're going to be licensed. You know, they say nobody's going to tell us what to do.
Sorry.
So that's their attitude.
I have to laugh at that. It is their attitude, but it's
that's
really
why we don't have
attitude.
Rights.
That's right.
Tell them what to do. How about the blind person?
Yeah.
Shouldn't that come first? The safety of the blind person? You see what comes first, world? Nobody's going to tell them what to do.
Money.
If somebody interfered with,
comes first.
If somebody interfered with somebody's eyes, wouldn't somebody come along and tell them what to do? Wouldn't that somebody be wearing a badge and carry a gun?
Of course.
Nobody's going to tell them what to do. Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that. What comes first? Not the interest and the safety of the person. The fact that they don't want to be told what to do.
It's terrible.
So there you have a situation that is just horrible. You know, and it gets worse because you don't even know how many people they've denied so far this year.
No, you don't.
There's no report on that. Go ahead, Google it. Anybody out there, Google that information.
No.
How many people have been denied a guide dog and or service dog this year so far in this country?
I'll do it. Hold on.
You'll never get the information.
No, you won't, because they don't put it out.
No, because they don't want people to know.
No.
Well, the next question is, well, what do you do? What'd you do with all the money?
What did you do with the money? That's right. What did you do with that money?
So there you have the situation with people who can't even demonstrate. We can't even exercise our rights, constitutional rights, as American citizens in this country, because no one will protect you if you demonstrate in front of a service dog school. And I think
this
that...
This is kind of funny, what I'm reading right now when you're done, what I just came
out
when I wrote that in. What I'm looking at right now is kind of a weird, when I said, how many people were denied service dogs in the past year, right? I put that in, right? And I get fake service dogs, real problem, just because it's interfering with their money.
What the hell is that?
Sorry.
We didn't. You didn't ask that.
I didn't ask that question. No.
Shows you how stupid this system is. First of all,
I know. Uh-huh.
And it shows you how these agencies avoid the question.
Yeah.
No.
There's a Federal Register. About traveling by the air with service dogs, dogs in restaurants, table of state assistance dog laws. What the hell?
It's got nothing to do with the question that
exactly
I just asked.
Exactly, nothing to do. Exactly. Nothing to do.
Nothing whatsoever.
Nothing at all. And they still have a whole bunch here, and I'm looking, you know, and I'm not getting anything. Nothing.
No. Because the information doesn't exist.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this situation, and I want to mention this again that I mentioned a minute ago because it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
The legislators in this state should get together and forget about the licensing. I'm not talking about the licensing now. I'm talking about something different.
Mm-hmm.
They should mandate the right for people who want to demonstrate in front of the school, that those people are protected. You cannot, if you deny anyone a guide dog who has demonstrated, you know, there'll be a full investigation, and we want to know why you denied that person. No, we can't make
right.
you give them the dog, but we can.
Right.
But they should mandate that the person has the right to demonstrate, just like anybody else, and that they're protected.
That's right. That's right. Right now,
give us
I
that
feel,
much.
Yeah, but right now, it's so
you know?
Funny, frankly. It's not funny, but I feel like I'm a second-class citizen. I don't have the rights to demonstrate. I don't have the rights to even get that dog. I don't have the rights for anything in regards to that because I'm multiply disabled. It's really, really sad.
I mean,
yeah.
I never ran that by Senator Boyle.
What?
You know? How about a mandate
yeah.
that would protect people who want to demonstrate?
That too.
because they don't like what the schools are doing, because they're on a waiting list, and they don't know if the dog's being trained for them or any reason in connection with.
Oh, yeah. What about if they're arrested because they demonstrate, you know, and they're not demonstrating badly, but they're just demonstrating, and they want to take their dog away from them. What about that too?
Yeah, that would be part of it.
Yeah.
Whether
yeah.
you have a guide dog or you're trying to get one, you know.
mm-hmm.
Because remember, no matter what happens, these agencies raise 50 to 100 grand and they keep the money.
Ooh.
No matter what, they keep the money.
I got to say something. Texas disability law, service animals, and then it says, provides a criminal penalty for those who deny access to people with people with disabilities because of their assistance animals. Offense punishable, and then it continues. So,
what's the penalty?
I'm gonna look. Give me a second.
This is news to me.
Requires, yeah, something new. I'm happy about that.
But it's not saying anything about the schools.
No, but it's something that if you... offenses are punishable by fines of not more than $300 and 30 hours of community service. That's what I'm valued to. Yeah, wait, that's a criminal penalty? That's not criminal penalty. That's
yeah,
that's just
nothing.
A slap on the wrist.
That's $300?
Nothing.
That's the value
that's
they
what
put
I'm
on
worth,
that?
That's what my life is worth to them? For real?
I don't agree with that.
No, I don't.
That's
either.
A half-ass operation.
No.
And nothing
no,
about
no,
the
no.
schools.
No, that's to appease people protesting or appease people. That's nothing. Put them in jail, and then they will and take away their rights. Yeah.
Well, it should be higher, much more higher than $300, that's for sure.
No, let them have to go around with that disabled person and have to hear them, you know, and work on the law to change the law with that disabled person. Yeah, that's what they need to do.
I don't know if I'd trust people to do that.
No.
Yeah, the penalty should be a lot more. Be a lot stronger.
Yeah, I know.
You know. Anyway, Inner Sight, and you know that mandate should be there in New York State. Let's go to the phone 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line? Inner Sight Live.
I did see Maureen, but let me get to it. Hold on, I just have to get to the page. Because when I was doing that search, I went to a different page. Hold on. Oh, okay, Maureen's ready and wants to talk.
All right. Live.
Here she is, Maureen.
Hi,
Maureen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Okay.
Hi. It took me, I don't know, I hit the button, the number one, three times. Well, my phone does need charging before it said no.
Yeah.
That voice that comes on and says on
battery,
what does it say?
Yeah. Do you need battery charge or something? Yeah.
Oh no, I have to charge it when I get off too because it's beginning to blurp
it's
and lit up. So
yeah.
So I know it's horrible to think $300 and 30 something cents is all your life is
worth.
What
we're worth, yeah.
Mm, very sad. Very very
it
sad.
Is sad.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad.
It is. Truly is, you know. So I don't have too much. The same horrible stuff going on, and nothing really. Oh, who's that soap opera lady that you mentioned, Frank?
Oh,
Pamela
Raymond.
What soap was she on? What soap
was
she on?
She was on several All My Children, General Hospital.
Oh,
Days of
you
Our
watched.
Lives. I think she was on a couple of them.
Who did she play on General Hospital? We watched that.
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, I don't know. I never watched
what,
it.
What's his name? What did
know.
You say?
I don't know. Pamela Raymond, you said, right? Yeah.
I don't remember her name. I just I haven't watched it in, we started watching it again shortly before the pandemic started, but, yeah, she was watching it earlier today, but we had watched it, years ago before she got sick, but.
Well, she's an old-timer, Pam.
She is.
Yeah, I can't place her name, you know, I don't know.
Maybe when you hear her voice, maybe you'll know.
Maybe. We used to watch The Guiding Light and As the World Turns years and years ago. Then we watched.
Oh, I never watched those two. I only watched.
Yeah.
I was addicted to the one that I was always addicted to was the General Hospital. Oh my God!
Oh,
I remember Luke and Laura and all that.
Yeah, I didn't see it at that point in time, but then after that we started getting into it and. Oh, but I can't place. I may know who she is, just not by her name, you know. So she's become disabled now, Frank, do you say?
Yeah.
She's become disabled.
Yeah.
She has Parkinson's.
Hopefully the...
She has Parkinson's.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's sad.
Very nice lady.
So many. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Frank.
A very nice lady, and she agreed to... help us do a benefit, you know.
Okay. Yeah, that's a shame. There's so many illnesses and stuff out there. It's, you know, such a shame. They can't
really
find cures for all of
it. Help people, no.
Yeah.
Well, the medical profession doesn't do enough.
That's true.
You know, to help them.
Mm-hmm.
They're stuck in one rut. Look what happened. Did you hear the news about the... they found contamination in the Baltimore lab of J&J.
Oh, now they found contamination?
Millions of doses were contaminated.
Oh, yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah,
but the report just came out today.
Oh,
I
thought maybe there was something else, too.
They found the contamination. Huh? They didn't say what it was, but they found it.
Oh, so you mean the story about the two of them getting mixed up was not the truth? It was actually contamination?
No,
imagine that.
imagine
that.
Contamination?
Yeah.
You could have bet on that one, you know.
I know. You know, that's a lot of people aren't taking the shots now. A lot of people aren't. I mean, I don't blame them. I'm not. You're not. No. I mean, it's
I already did take one of them, so... But I just have a feeling, I have a gut feeling.
Wait a minute, you're interrupting Maureen. What were you going to say, Maureen?
No, I said you and I aren't taking them, but there was a woman, I went in the drugstore today. There was a woman in there, and the other woman's going, oh, I'm sure you'll be all right. So I think she had the shot. So, you know, a lot of people aren't taking them. A lot of people are wisening up, and there's different reasons why. No, I'm not taking it. No way.
I'm not taking the second one.
You're not?
No.
You're not, Suzanne?
Yeah, it's too much.
You're not taking
The second one, no.
No.
How do you know you're not getting the contaminated stuff when you take it? How do you know that?
It's not the same brand. It's not the same
How
brand.
Do you know that? They said it was contaminated.
Well,
how do you know that? You don't
have,
know that.
Somebody with me when I go.
But
you
they're
don't
not going to tell
know
you
that
it's
you're
contaminated.
Not getting the contaminated vaccination now when you take it. How do you know that? Do they stand there and analyze it before they give it to you?
It's not the same company, Frank.
How do you know that? Because they put
a
label on
somebody
it?
Somebody reads it to me. Yes, there's a label on it.
Nah. Come on. You can't trust that. Somebody reads it to you. How do you
well,
know they read
not
it right?
Take the second one. I did not take the second one.
I don't blame you. Don't take any more.
I didn't take the second one.
Especially now.
Yeah, there's
too
much
when they're telling
going
you
on.
It was contaminated. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They keep
telling
me to get the second one, but I'm not taking it. So that's that.
Now, the mayor today was on saying that starting in June, everybody bring their friends, bring their relatives, come back to New York, blah, 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 blah. What happened to the variances? And what happened to the pandemic altogether? And what happened to the variances?
Everybody come back to New York.
Yeah.
He wants
to come
back to New York.
You're going to pay for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, to get the economy going, they're going to spend, I don't know how many dirty, I don't know, from the COVID relief garbage. That had nothing to do much with COVID relief, but... So what happened to, you know, maybe by the 4th of July we could have a hamburger in our backyard. Now this guy wants everybody back by June. you know?
I'm exasperated. I just don't believe any of them, honestly, at this point.
Yeah, I don't either. A lot of people are really beginning to see the light in all of this, you know? They really are. Mm-hmm.
But I also do believe that there were a lot of people who died. So that you've got to respect. And also
because of this
nonsense. I mean, look, my mom is one of them. Okay, she didn't die of the virus, but it's because of this nonsense, I got to say.
Well, I mean, a lot of people did die. We're not denying that, but it's what did they actually die of? You know what I mean?
My mom died of not being able to see her family during this pandemic, a secondary thing to the virus. That's what I think.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
She did not, die of COVID, but she died
because they
related.
Neglected her. They didn't take care of
that
her like they do everybody
else. They didn't take
else.
Care of
her. Right.
That's right.
Right.
And it got worse and worse and worse.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Rosie died.
You should see the way she looks. She looks horrible. Oh. I mean, I still have that picture because every time I have that picture, it's good. You know why? It makes me nice and angry. So when I go in front of people and I want to talk to them, I take one look at that picture, makes me nice and angry. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, seniors are complaining again today, and they've written a letter to the governor and the mayor because they want their senior centers open. I mean, they need to socialize and everything.
Do you blame them?
No, and if ballparks and everything are being open, why can't they be?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Susan. Yeah.
Why can't that be? Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, I mean, they got to stop for a bit. You know, it's got to ease up a little. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gone on too long and open things up for people. They can't let people rot away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, I want
to
get off the subject for a minute on the service dogs, and we'll get back to it, because I want to commend two of my good friends in Pennsylvania, Stephanie and Eddie, husband and wife, and Stephanie's dad is 91 years old, they have kept him out of the nursing home, even to the point where at night they have to lock the doors so he doesn't wander around, you know. But they've kept him out and helped him. And there's an example. Now they happen to have the means to do it. You see? But the agencies for the disabled should make sure people have the means to do it.
That
don't have it.
Right.
It shows you it can be done, world.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's the saying? Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's true.
Yeah.
When there is a will, there is a way. It's very true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know what? They're not helping with that. Seriously.
No.
They're not helping.
All of
they
these
don't
things
want?
Can be done that we talk about with some effort.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is put some effort in.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I want
to
ask Maureen, are you ever going to... You think you're ever going to get a guide dog?
Maybe down the road. Not right now because everything's... I'm going tomorrow to look at that place, so hopefully that works out for us. And,
I really do.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, and take it from there. See what might...
Yeah.
You know, I might get one when I get settled there, when we get settled.
Well, I hope
maybe,
you like
perhaps.
It. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
I know, because it's going to be, big change. So, but hopefully it works out and everything, you know, because,
try to find out what stores are nearby that you can walk to.
Yeah.
I don't know if any are walkable, but there is a ShopRite and there's a C-Town and a couple of the little grocery stores. So, Yeah, so I just have to do what I have to do, you know.
That's right.
I just have to take a cab. If
good
I
luck
have
with
to
it.
And just have
hope you get
yeah.
it.
Yeah, thanks.
I hope you really do.
Thanks. Yeah, I know it's going to be a big change, but if it's for the best that we're together, that's what matters, you know. You know, that's what, that's the main thing, you know. So,
all right, so thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
And
take
we'll
care.
Look forward, you know, you let us know about the place.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, let you know. I know, I'm just so nervous about everything, you know.
No, you should.
Nah, you'll be all right.
Seriously, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
I know you
will. That's why you're nervous.
You know. Yeah, it is. You know. And did you speak
that's
with
what
your roommate?
New. Yeah.
Did you speak with your roommate? You spoke with your roommate, right?
Not yet. No. No.
You should. Because I think he would
yeah,
want to
I know.
Come with you.
Hmm?
Yeah.
He's going
you know,
for the
I
chemo
think he
tomorrow.
Would. Aww.
Well, I know. I mean, it would be good if
tell
he would
tell me you
want
to be able
be
to watch out for him. The best thing is you really want to be able to watch out for him. You've been, you know, he's been really, you know, good to you, and you want to, you know, be able to watch out for him. That's all.
Well, I mean, it
and
would be fine on, it would be fine on our part. I'm just hoping they'd want, you know, allow it. That's the thing, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would be willing, but it's up to them, you know. How many people they say can, you know. Oh, well, that's another thing I'm upset about, you know. So.
No, don't be upset about it. See if, also, if not, see if he can get, you know, a small studio near you guys, and then you guys could keep in touch or something, you know. I don't know. I mean, that's another, a small studio would be a lot better than just, you know, leaving him without, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the main thing is you got to get Mary out of
the
horrible hellhole.
Exactly. You don't want what happened to my mom, God forbid, to happen to Mary. I don't want anything like that to happen to Mary, please.
I know.
You know?
I know. Yeah.
I
know. Yeah, I say prayers for your mom, Suzanne.
Yeah.
I pray for her, you know? Yeah.
Well, she's at peace now. She's really at peace. I feel that. I feel my mom's at peace, my dad's at peace, and anyone in my family who had dementia is at peace right now. So I don't have any problems with that. You know?
Right. That's a horrible thing. So you got to look at it that way, that they're at peace,
you know,
and not being suffering or anything anymore, you know.
Yeah. All right,
together,
right.
Like
let's
said
move
yesterday.
On with the rest of the program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right,
guys.
Take care.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Talking tonight. About how the agencies for the blind and disabled should insist that the guide dog schools be licensed to train dogs. So important. You know, if they're going to, I mean, first of all, how can they recommend somebody to an unlicensed program?
I don't know.
They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't go to an unlicensed program themselves, would they?
That's right.
I mean, you know, in the form of an agency, all the agencies that recommend these people are all licensed. If they're in with the state, you're entitled to a fair hearing. If you don't agree with what they want to give you or don't want to give you, they know that. But yet they'll recommend people to deal with an unlicensed situation where there's a lot of money involved. That's the thing, and they get away with it.
Listen, Frank, okay, you have that where you have this licensure that you have for, like, say, driving. I'm giving you an example. People, if that would have happened in a driving atmosphere and then somebody came up from the back and says, we're not going to give it to you because we think that you did not get, you know, the best training and we're not going to give it to you. You know the fight that you would get in there? And then people might
you'd have
get
the right
hurt,
to go to
killed.
Court.
That's right.
And prove that you are qualified.
That's right.
Exactly
that's
the
right.
point.
Right. But you still
that's what we don't
would
have
a fight. That we don't have that. But you still would have
no.
a fight right in there, and people would
no,
be angry. What do you mean I don't have the right for this, this, and that? Well, I want a fair
we don't even have the right to be protected when we went to demonstrate in front of the school.
That's right. That's
and that's a violation of the Constitution.
That is.
You know? Oh, yeah, the legislators will say, oh, yeah, you can go out and demonstrate. Yeah, you're going to protect me?
Yeah.
Is the law going to protect me when they deny me my
yeah.
dog or try to take away my current dog or whatever they do?
Oh, no,
yeah.
I'll make sure your dog is protected and coming to me. I'll make sure that. Seriously.
No. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about they can't touch my dog. I'm talking about the average person who cannot go out there and be protected. That should
no,
be mandated immediately that
yeah.
a blind person has the right to demonstrate in front of the school, and the schools must not retaliate because that
that's
person
right.
has demonstrated.
That's right.
And
or
if the person has any
up.
Problem after that, the
right.
mandate should say, you know,
right.
that the there must be an investigation.
Right. Oh, I agree.
That's not licensing the school. It's protecting
that's
the
right.
person. There's a difference
right.
there. But we don't even have
is.
That.
No, we don't.
And I think the way that should work is the state should hire a private investigator, as it should be part of the mandate, a private investigator to investigate why this person didn't get the guide dog after they demonstrated. And that information, if the person wants to, should be made public.
If they
and this,
want,
of
yeah.
course, contingent on if the person wants to do all this.
Right, right.
But there should be that
they still
protection.
Might be fearful, Frank, you know, because all these years of preventing us from getting dogs and then taking away the dogs that are in our possession to retrain them or even not giving us the dog at all because of our profession or, I mean, I can name many, many instances.
Well, if
okay.
you're protected by a mandate,
stop.
That's
right.
that means you got some rights.
That's right.
So that's
no.
different.
No, I know.
You
I'm
know.
Just giving people just
you'd have to
some
be
of the things.
It would have to be a state law, a mandated law that the person's allowed to demonstrate without consequences.
That's
all right, in a site, 213-816-1650. Tomorrow night we're going to honor Corey Foster.
Yeah, I left another message for his mom.
For his up and coming birthday, which is on Friday, actually.
It is heavenly.
And
yeah.
so tomorrow we'll be trying to dig out some of the old stuff and remind people. You know.
She asked me to send her the link, and I said, okay.
Oh, good. So maybe she'll come on.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's good. All right. So, Inner Sight, tonight, television, 1997, 11 o'clock tonight, Channel 3 on the Spirit, Inner Sight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, and tomorrow night, 7:30, Channel 20 all over Long Island. They call it Altice. So that's tomorrow night. Channel 20, 7:30 for Inner Sight. And, of course, Friday is the funnies coming up. So don't forget that. You know, we're going to have some crazy fun over here.
Yeah.
On Friday. Oh, we'll give you the exclusive Inner Sight story of the contamination in Baltimore. All right, exclusive. You won't hear this anywhere
else.
Won't
hear it anywhere
else.
Okay.
Nope. Only on Inner Sight. We did our own investigation.
That's right.
And I'll give you a hint. The guy who investigated, I talked to him today. He said
Uh-oh.
There are rodents involved. All right.
Ooh.
Poor little ones. I hope they didn't get sick.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, in a site, and we'll tell you more about the green monkey extract, too.
Ooh.
Coming up on Friday night. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, and if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. If you have any experiences about service dog schools, we'd like to hear them. Anyone out there been denied, you know, or afraid of being denied, or, you know, anything at all? Anyone out there who wants to get a breed dog that the agencies don't train?
Me.
See? There's another situation. They raise $50,000 to give you a dog, and, you know, they're going to give you the breed that they want to give you instead of letting you pick out the breed and find the right dog. Anyone's had any experience like that, we'd like to hear from you.
They say that they have only a certain number of breeds, Frank, and that's what they deal with, and that's it. That's what they say.
Yeah, well, sure, because they're prejudiced.
They're prejudiced
against the breed.
Yeah.
And yet they raise all that money. Person has no freedom of choice.
No.
Just like you have no freedom of choice if you can't afford holistic health.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, around the world, and you know, in this day and age, you talk about other countries. You hear the story that other countries take away human rights and all that. Well, it's happening right here. How can we, as a country, talk about and preach human rights to these other countries when right here a blind person denied their safety has no rights? To me, that's hypocritical.
Oh, it sure
that's
is.
Phony. That is phony. The federal government allows that to happen only to us.
Yeah.
Nobody else, world. Just us. We're the only ones. That is really... Mr. President, can you hear me?
I'd like him to.
You have to change that immediately.
Yeah.
It has to be done. You have to find a way to do it. I don't give a damn about private schools or all this other crap. Let them stay that way. But find a way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the challenge for the disabled. Give us enforcement.
Enforcement
is
the biggest thing right there.
Yeah.
You need enforcement.
If you're going to preach rights for other countries, and, you know, we've reached out to the UN more than once. We reached out when Arian was alive. I reached out several months ago. They wouldn't even call me back, those son of a bitches.
I can
and they don't,
out
they
and
don't
say
care
all of
about
us did
somebody's
it.
Rights.
No, they don't.
You know?
You told me not even
so
to try because they don't care.
We've gone down that road.
Yeah, I know.
The President of the United States needs to do something about this.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even cost a penny to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The money's already there.
Oh, it is. Yeah. That's the sad part.
So there you have
our friend said, our dear friend who was talking about the nursing homes, Brian used to say all the time, he used to say, the money is there and they're not using it. Well, that's the God honest truth for absolutely everything that we've encountered.
Well, that's what That's what brought Brian and I together.
Yeah.
That common belief.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not only true of the nursing homes, it's true of all the damn agencies.
All the damn agencies. That's correct. The money is there, but they're not using it, period. I remember he starved.
Oh, they're using it, but not for us.
That's right. You know, and he starved one time when he was in the hospital because he couldn't eat, of course, moving his arms because he, had a form of muscular dystrophy. He couldn't breathe well, and he was having trouble. And they had to put him in ICU to get more people to help him out.
Well, he had the spinal bifida.
Yeah, well, cruise. Yeah.
You know. And he was quite a fighter and an advocate.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. He said he was.
So yeah, this is what we fight for. Why we do this show? You know, enforcement.
Yeah.
The simple right to be yourself.
That's right.
Is really what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, just like everybody else has that right.
Yeah. It's so sad when I tell you that all I want to be is Suzanne, myself, and I don't get that. And same with you, Frank. You don't care what anybody, about, they don't agree with you, this, that, and the other thing. All you want is equality, period. Done deal.
Well, it's more than
that.
It's oppression. It's evil.
Yeah, it is.
To take this away from people.
Yes,
and this government has to rise up and protect us.
It is evil.
Like it does everybody else.
Right.
We're not asking for something that other people don't have.
But it's funny, they don't see it that way. They don't
see
that it's
evil. Well, that's
their
problem, not ours.
Yeah, I know. They don't see what's going on as evil because, I'll tell you, the agencies, some of them don't teach that, what or even tell people that is evil. They just do it, and that's the problem, too. They just, say, oh, this is what it's supposed to be done, and that's it. And that's not right.
Because they get away with it.
That's right. They want the money, and they want to keep it.
I mean, look what they did in what you read in Texas, $300 for a fine?
Yeah. It's horrible.
That's a damn insult.
It's more than an insult.
30 days
it's like
of
my life's
community
not even
work?
Worth it. Yeah, my life's not worth it
an
in
insult.
That sense. Yeah, it's worse than an insult, Frank. It's like you're telling me my life isn't worth it. That's what you're telling me.
What would
that.
You get if you interfered with a sighted person's well-being or their
oh,
eyes?
Oh, you would definitely get assault. You certainly would. It's a big, grave difference. And they thought
you'd
they
get
started
a hell of
that
a lot
as
more
something.
Than a $300 fine or a
that's right.
30 days of community work.
That's right. And
they'd probably put you in jail.
Right. And that's considered something that's. An improvement? To me, that's no improvement.
All right, Insight. We'll be with you tomorrow night to honor Corey on his birthday. Thank you so much. Insight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 phone number. I want to thank all our callers, listeners. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And tomorrow night we reminisce about Corey and honor him. So tune us in. Thank you so much. Inner Sight around the world. And we will get enforcement. You wait and see.
Yes, you'll see.
I don't know the day or the hour, but I know we'll get it. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.